This is KGOU. It's been a week now since the end of one of the more contentious legislative sessions in recent memory, and attention is now starting to turn to elections this summer and fall in Oklahoma. There are going to be several state questions on the ballot, everything from right to farm to education funding, and one of those state questions will involve repealing sections of Oklahoma's Constitution that deals with alcohol regulation. Here to explain some of the implications of that upcoming vote is the Journal Record's managing editor, Adam Brooks. We typically check in with him each Friday to talk about some of the state's business news. Adam, last week during the final few days of the session, lawmakers passed Senate Joint Resolution 68. So now that we know for sure that voters will decide on the alcohol question this fall, the battle lines are starting to be drawn. Let's start with who exactly is going to be against it.
The main opposition is from a group called the Retail Liquor Association, and they've been against this as well as the accompanying Senate Bill 383, which is, once the constitutional changes are made, this deals with the rules for who can sell what liquor in what locations. The RLA says that allowing full-strength cold beer in more places, along with liquor and wine, that's going to be really bad for small business. They also say that voters don't understand that some of the things they wanted, like being able to bring your kids into the store, isn't going to be included in that. They say that they want reform, but this isn't the right reform.
And on the flip side of that, who's in favor of changing the alcohol laws?
There are a lot of groups that are in favor of changing the laws. Notably, the Chambers of Commerce for the state, for Oklahoma City and Tulsa, the beer distributors, the convenience store groups, they're all in favor of it. There's an umbrella group called Oklahomans for Consumer Freedom, and they're meeting soon to decide what their plan will be, and they think that they'll start getting some ads up on the air this summer.
Like you alluded to a few minutes ago, making sense of everything that could change is a little bit complicated, and you and I have talked in the past about the details of these proposals, and we have a link to that at kgou.org. But I know there is still a lot of confusion, and as you said just a second ago, we are going to see campaigns and ads from these two groups ahead of November's vote. What are we in store for?
Well, I think this is going to be a big political campaign like we'll see for a lot of state questions that are coming up. You know, when this was first being discussed in this legislative session, there was a group that specifically went after Clark Jolly for killing jobs. They had electronic billboards around the state. I think we'll see that. We'll see TV. We'll see a lot of social media because it's 2016. The groups also say they plan to stop by community events. Just my analysis, I would think that maybe this is going to be an uphill battle for the opponents because I think a lot of voters don't know the details. They just want to be able to get beer and wine more easily.
It'll definitely be something to keep an eye on. I want to move to another story your reporter Molly Fleming covered this week. She spent some time in several of Oklahoma City's up-and-coming neighborhoods, namely the Plaza District and Uptown 23rd. What did she find?
Well, we took a chance, because of the Urban Pioneer Award being given out this week, to look back at really what caused something like the Plaza District to happen. There, it was the Lyric Theater moved in, and that was in 2000 when things were desolate. You know, it's only been 15, 16 years. It's 98% occupied now, and people are still looking for ways to bring in more business and more parking. We talked to some experts who say that having an entertainment option like that in a district is really important. It brings in people at night. It attracts more businesses, more retail, more restaurant, and they all sort of encourage each other.
We have talked about kind of that entertainment function in the past with places like the Criterion. Looking forward a little bit, what's next? Where are we going to see the next surge of development in Oklahoma City?
Well, we're waiting for the Tower Theater to open on 23rd, the Uptown 23rd District, which has a lot of bars already as it is. You know, we're going to see the Wheeler District south of the river, which is more of a master plan community. West of downtown, the 21C Hotel and Art Gallery is about to open, and there's a lot of restaurants coming in that area. Some folks want to make some things happen at Northwest 12th and Penn. And near the current studio, which is near Nick's Grill, there are people who want to get more businesses in that area as well.
Well, as some of my KGOU colleagues and close friends will tell you, I'll never turn down an opportunity to spend some time at Nick's Grill. Adam Brooks is the managing editor of the Journal Record and is with us each Friday to talk about business stories making headlines in Oklahoma City. Adam, we always appreciate your perspective.
You're welcome.